Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
He took His little child to the one spot on earth that God has chosen for His name. God said, I'm going to choose one spot from all the tribes where I'm going to put my name, and He chose Mount Moriah later from Abraham. Abraham didn't know it, but Abraham just going by faith. And Abraham takes this little boy and he goes to that rock, Moriah. And there he offers Isaac. Boy, I tell you, we got a lot to owe to Abraham. When I get to heaven, I'm going to say, thank you, Abraham. Thank you, Abraham. Thank you. And that spots on this earth are very important. You don't understand it. But considering Jericho, you better know that that's where that great being appeared to Joshua. And Joshua said, are you for us or against us? There's argument in theological circles, lots of argument in theological circles, but some say it was Jesus. Whether it was Jesus or not, it's somebody big. And he said a strange thing. He said a strange thing to Joshua. Joshua said, are you for us or against us? He said, neither. I'm the captain of the Lord's host. And the spot you're standing on is holy. Take your shoes off. There's holy spots in this earth, especially set apart for certain things. God knows about it, and Satan knows about it. Most other people are kind of dull. But we got a book right here. And tonight, when the whole eyes of all the earth look on the places of the Bible, you better know something's up in the heavenlies. And God said, remember Pharaoh in that word. Now, I've been remembering Pharaoh today. Glory. And he took him to that hill. All right. Walking by faith. He didn't know where he's going. He didn't have a road map. He went by faith. But he hit the right spot. He hit the rock. And the dome of the rock means the dome over that rock. And he offered him to the one place on earth God had said his name would be. That is the one place where God said you can offer blood sacrifice. Did you know a lot of the Hebrews, they got in trouble with God because they offered sacrifices under every green tree, and some of them were sacrificing to God. But he didn't like it. He didn't want to be sacrificed under every hilltop and all the green trees. He wanted to only have blood sacrifice on that rock. That's the only place they were allowed to give it. And that's where Abraham went with his son. That is where his temple, Solomon's temple, was built. And his great Shekinah glory came. And that is the same hill where the cross was set up. Abraham, just look over there and see the spot where the cross set. And that's the spot, very near future, the city of the great king, and he'll have a throne there. And Satan's contesting this all. The will of the Lord's not always done, but the purposes of the Lord are certain and sure. His word doth not come forth except that it return unto him fruitful with what he sent it out. And exactly what he said, that's what's going to happen. And everything he said, that's what Satan contests. That's why he fights you. That's why he fights the word out your mouth. God put the word forth. You get in on the circle somewhere down here. You put it forth out your mouth. It's God's word he fights. But you're the one with the victor if you'll stay on the word side. We're going to get it before we leave here. We're going to be the glorious church. Well, I don't know whether to open this next subject or not. I think we'll just open it and finish it tomorrow night. We'll at least open it tonight. We finally get over to the Passover lamb, which is going to show them what already has happened in heaven. See, in the mind of God, that lamb is slain from the beginning. It doesn't matter where you are on the circle. If you're way back at the first and you offering up a little lamb, he already moves on the fact of what Jesus has already offered. You see that? Doesn't matter where you are on that line and circle. You just get in it by faith. You're in the circle. Okay, let's go to Exodus 11. Say what? Hallelujah. Do you love God's word? Do you love God's plan? Say, oh, what a planner.
Oh, what a plan.
Hallelujah. I think I'm getting on this because of Pharaoh. I don't really have to start this verse, but I'm starting here because of Pharaoh. And what the Lord said in that word. Don't forget Pharaoh. You know the story. They're in there. They grow to be two and a half million people in Egypt. Egypt gets afraid of them. There comes up a Pharaoh that doesn't know Joseph, and he's mean to them and makes them slaves, and you know this. God said, let my people go, and he didn't let them go. And God sent 9 plagues, and they didn't obey him. So God sent Moses back to him, and he said, you tell him this is the one last plague. Now, this is going to be the plague of the firstborn. The firstborn children in every household are going to die, and the firstborn of the cattle, the beasts, the animals. So Moses went with that message to Pharaoh, and when he left, and he, Moshe, went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And Jehovah said unto Moshe, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you that for a purpose, in order that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. There are people so hardened against God that I believe God's going to show his great wonders and signs and miracles through their obstinacy. Verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1. And Jehovah spoke unto Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be to you the first month of the year. They've come out of Egypt, and when they come out of Egypt, Egypt is a type of sin. They're coming out of Egypt. They're coming out of Egypt. He's going to give them the Passover lamb. And at the very feast, when he gives them the Passover the lamb, he says, by the way, we're changing the calendar. Now, the Jews had always gone by a calendar which began in the fall. 2 days from now, the 15th, shall be Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. They always celebrated that up until this day. That was when they had New Year's Day. And in the Jewish mind, that's the day that Adam was created. And so that's the calendar they followed. But now it's the spring of the year. It's not autumn. They've come out of Egypt. He's going to institute them to them the Passover lamb, and he says, we're changing the calendar. So now the Jews keep another year. They keep a year that is called, they keep this year, which is the civil year that they're about to go into and have the beginning of the year. But over in the spring, at our time we call Easter, they have another year that begins, and that's their sacred year. When the real lamb came, that the Passover lamb was a type of, the world changed its calendar. All that means is we're counting this time from Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Verse 2, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. That's such an important verse. Each of you is going to take a lamb for your household. Verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Now remember, folks, the New Testament tells us, and we'll read a scripture tomorrow night which tells us this, these things were all types and shadows of the true things in heaven. This is a type and a shadow of the what's in heaven already happened, the lamb slain for the beginning of the world. Your lamb, and it shall come forth in the earth, Jesus shall be crucified in the earth, verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood. He's going to show them here redemption. He has to show them all through the Old Testament about blood. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the 2 doorposts and on the upper post of the house, the lintel, wherein they shall eat it. They were to roast it, and they were to eat every bit of it and let nothing remain. Verse 12, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. Say judgment. I am Yahweh. He just said, Yahweh, I am. Judgment now is going to come on the Egyptians. The wages of all sin is death. And judgment is coming. There's times when judgment's pushed off. Judgment had been pushed off at this time. But there is a day coming when there will be final judgment. Now, God is going to allow judgment to come, and the wages of sin is death. So judgment was due also upon the children of Israel. They weren't perfect. They weren't born again. They weren't repented before God. They were a covenant people. But if God had not held them from judgment, if he had not drawn a line, they would have died too. So God said, verse 13, the blood shall be to you a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you. It is the blood that stands between and protects from judgment. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that stands between us and protects us from judgment. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Now this is an interesting point. Verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. The blood stood between them and the destroyer. Verse 21, then Moshe called all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families. This is going to work for your family. According to your families, and kill the Passover, and you shall take a bunch of hyssop, that's a little branch with leaves, and you dip it in the blood that's in the basin, and strike the lintel, you apply the blood. You take the blood out, you apply it to the doorposts and the lintel with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you go out at the door of his house until the morning. For Jehovah shall pass through to smite the Egyptians. Really, it's his word of judgment. And when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, Jehovah will pass over you and will not suffer, get this, the destroyer. He's not the destroyer. He's not death. But the wages of sin is death, and they sin big time. So he's not going to stand between them in judgment. They're going to reap, they're going to get their wages. But he said, I will not allow the destroyer to come in your house and smite you. The destroyer could go only so far in executing judgment as he was permitted. And the thing that stopped him was a thing the old timers called a bloodline.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's BilleyBrim.org. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.